You've got me, Kevin, here with you till four, and my guest in the studio is Elcho de Vries, and we're just about to find out all about him. Good afternoon, Elcho.
Hello.
Yeah, well, you are here because you are a professional actor, director and storyteller, and goodness knows what else. Can you tell us how all that came about? How did you become a professional actor here on the Isle of Wight? How does that happen?
A lot of luck and a lot of deviating around the country. Yeah. No, I mean, I was born here on the island. My dad came to live on the island because his sister married an islander, Mark Croucher, who owned Vector Shipping here on the quay. And they needed a assistant manager, and so my dad came here. I was born. I suppose the performing started back in preschool, or nursery school as it was then, through school.
Yeah.
Went to elocution lessons with a lovely lady called Barbara Arnold, and got involved with the Isle of Wight Festival, and won a lot of trophies.
Yeah.
So obviously I had something. I also did all the Lambda exams and that, and then throughout school various different productions. High school they didn't have a drama thing, but they did have an inter-house drama festival.
Which school was that?
That was Sandon High School.
Okay.
And so when I got to the sixth form, I said, right, I'll direct the Blue House productions, and came with, on both occasions, completely bizarre, unusual types of productions. One which was burglars, and the other one whose name I completely forget, but it was to do apocalyptic post-nuclear destruction thing. Won those festivals with that. They went away, got into drama school. At Guildford School of Acting, did 3 years there.
Was that straight from school then?
Straight from,
to that?
From high school.
So you knew what you wanted to do from a very early age.
Yeah, and us being severely colourblind, it basically obliterated every other option of doing any other job. And I like being creative, and I don't like doing things straightforward. So that's how it came about.
Fair enough.
I was also involved a lot with the local amateur productions at Shanklin Theatre from the age of 10 with ITP.
What's ITP?
That was a company. I don't think they're there anymore. Island Theatre Productions. And they also used to, I think, with the Shanklin Business Association, used to put on the pantomimes there.
Okay.
At the time, Shanklin Theatre was just a venue which the local amateurs would hire. And there was the ITP. Actually, were very fortunate to have a retired professional director, Peter Dighton, who happened to be living on the island, doing their productions. The first one I got involved in was Oliver, and built up from there. And then I got chosen by him to be in some of his plays, which he was directing for a different group, and ended up doing Hay Fever. And then we did, for 14 weeks, I think it was, six nights a week, did The Boyfriend throughout the summer. So that was my first sort of foray into long term.
Yeah.
And then the following year it was They're Playing Our Song, and then I headed off to drama school.
Okay. How long was that for? Three years.
3 years intensive. Every day.
Okay. And then straight back to the Isle of Wight?
No. Went touring for different companies. Very first one was for a company called Pandemonium Theatre Company, Children's Theatre Company, which still exists.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard of that.
Yeah, they don't hire actors anymore. I bumped into, actually, Paul and Andy. They don't hire, they do it themselves now. I think it's due to costs and things.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a really good one, because you do two schools a day, three performances a day.
Wow.
And you'd be travelling around, all around. Then from that, I got involved in physical theatre, mask work, doing small-scale productions here, there and everywhere. Again, all around England and Wales. Was based in Guildford, then based in London. Got involved in street theatre.
Okay.
Worked for a while at the Sherlock Holmes Museum.
Yeah.
One story that I have claim to fame is that I've arrested somebody whilst dressed as Sherlock Holmes. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
And I'd say meeting various different people, doing working with different people. Nobody of real note, or people that you now see on TV.
Yeah,
we've become very good friends.
Okay. At what stage did you come back to the island?
Well, I came back mid '90s.
Okay.
Got disillusioned with it all because I was doing a whole different style of theatre, and there was very much this meat market thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, you, if you're face fitted and so forth.
Okay.
So came back, went on a little holiday to America, and not straightforward holiday either. It was a case of going on, picking an airplane, going on, $99 in my pocket, ended up on a Indian reservation, Pine Ridge reservation in South Dakota, moved on to Spokane, came back, and
wow.
And then thought, right, what am I going to do?
Okay.
Got a summer job with Hazeley Manor. Hazeley Manor was a attraction then. They had their own pottery studio and everything. And then did a few things with a local amateur company, Phoenix, with Brian Norbrook, who's a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
In fact, I grew up with his daughter, Claire. Did one or two things. And then ventured off doing my own things, again, street theatre-wise and open-air productions.
Okay.
And met up with Michael Sheard. It's a company he was directing for. They were doing A Sleep of Prisoners by Christopher Fry and another play called Shadow. Got cast in that. And from there, struck up a good friendship with Michael, who's unfortunately no longer with us, looked at doing other works, formed a group called Witgar, and we put on productions like Cold Comfort, which is a Canadian play, Shirley Valentine, and got the rights to do the touring production for Woman in Black.
Okay, yeah.
Did that.
Very famous play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. And so toured with that. And then got asked by David Redstone, who was at the time running Shanklin Theatre, if I'd be part of his team.
Okay.
And was at Shanklin for about 8 years.
Okay. Well, that's quite a story.
Yeah, and it carries on.
Yeah, I know. Well, when we come back, we're going to listen to some music now, but I want to talk to you about what you're doing now. So,
yeah, that's great.
Because we're all waiting with bated breath now, because I know you've still got quite a few stories to tell us. Yeah, we'll be back after this. Feels like. Yeah, Donna Lewis there, and this is Kevin with you till four, with my guest, Elcho De Vries, who's just been telling us his entire life story. And what we want to do now, Elcho, if you don't mind, is just talk to us about what you're doing at the moment, because you're involved in quite a few different things, aren't you, on the island?
That's one of the nice things about being freelance and professional freelance, is that you can diversify and use what talents you have to do many different things.
Yeah.
2 days a week I work with First Act, which is a theatre company for adults with special needs and learning difficulties.
Yep.
We're currently in two productions which will be done in December. One's a pantomime and one's a play with music, which has been written by one of the clients.
Okay, brilliant.
I work for Spotlight now and then, which is the local professional production company on the island. I've recently just done Passing Strangers for them during the season.
What's that one? Was that a play?
That was a play, yes, yeah. By Eric Chappell, who wrote Rising Damp.
Okay.
It's one of his recent plays, and that's with Tracy Stockman, who I grew up with and who's also a professional. In fact, our paths sort of run parallel a lot in different things. Dominic Pope and Rowan Lathy.
Yeah.
I sometimes tutor for one for their weekend theatre schools as well, which is nice because you're then dealing with children of all ages and abilities.
Yeah,
etc. I do workshops for schools. I do workshops for universities, and that's for different reasons.
Yeah. You also do storytelling.
Storytelling is my big thing. I've been doing that for the last, probably now for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Can I just talk to you about that for a second?
Yeah, by all means.
Because you, is it right that you're not sitting there reading a story?
No.
These are stories that you have got in your head.
Yeah.
And they go where your brain takes you. Is that fair enough?
I'm a big lover of improvisation.
Yeah.
And also old stories, old folklores and things. Now, sometimes it might be a collection of stories, sometimes it might be one whole story like Beowulf.
Yeah.
And what I do is I do a lot of research into those stories, because there's so many different variations and versions by different writers or people who've correlated them.
Yeah.
And try and get the structure of the stories in my head, and ensuring that I know the protagonists and so forth.
Yeah.
When it comes to the actual performance, I leave it to who I'm speaking to. I've no idea what words are coming into my mouth, how
okay.
I'm going to describe something.
Okay.
I might use music, I might not. I might use the audience, I might not.
Okay.
And that all comes from having done street theatre, open air theatre, promenade, mask work.
Yeah.
All these techniques that I've gained over the last 20 plus years.
Some people might be scared of that idea, might they? Somebody like me might be.
What to watch?
Well, no, to do that, to not have the script.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking to a friend of mine recently, and he said he'd be terrified, and said, yes, but you do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, but I know exactly where I'm going. I said, well, I know roughly where I'm going. It's just that there's a mist at the end, and hopefully I'll go through the mist.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Well, that's a real skill to have.
Well,
thanks for that. And we've got a bit more to talk about a little bit later with Elk Joe. Meantime, we've got a little bit of music and a few words from the people who advertise with Vectis Radio and make it possible for us to keep going. And after this, we'll be back with a little bit more chat with Elk Joe. This is Kevin Wilson with you till four, and with my guest Elk Joe DeVries, a professional actor, director and storyteller. And Elcho is now about to tell us what he's got coming up, in case some of you out there might be interested to come and see. So, Elcho, what's coming up?
Well, I've been asked to compare a spoken word evening at the Key Arts this Thursday evening.
Okay.
It starts, I think it's at 8 o'clock starts. Then on Monday the 20th of October, starting at 7:30 at the Freshwater Library, I'm doing Tales Around the World, specifically for adults.
Okay.
The proceeds of the ticket sales goes to the Get a Life charity, which was founded by Karen Reeder, who is an Ireland choreographer and dancer.
Okay.
If you want to find out more about that, go to www.getalifecharity.org.
Okay.
And then, of course, I'd like to plug the First Act Productions in December. The first one is Sleeping Beauty, which is on December the 8th, which is a Monday. And the second one is A Special Gift, which was written by one of their clients on December the 9th.
Okay.
And both start at 6:30.
At
Shanklin Theatre.
Yeah. So do you want to just recap on each of those, just like dates and times again?
Okay. So this Thursday, the 9th of October, is the spoken word at the Key Arts. Monday the 20th at Freshwater Library, Tales Around the World. And then December the 8th, Sleeping Beauty by First Act. December the 9th, Special Gift by First Act.
Beautifully done. and for you, as you sort of look ahead, you're in a sort of a business of your own, aren't you? It is your profession. So how do you plan? So businesses say, oh, well, let's have a 5-year plan, or let's be thinking ahead to do you want to be in 5 years?
No, mine's a day-to-day thing.
Does that not
thing.
Happen?
No, it's day-to-day. I mean,
is it?
You know, certainly on the island, I've been very fortunate to be employed by different groups, sometimes doing voiceovers. Sometimes I have to venture onto the mainland, doing festivals and things with the storytelling.
Okay.
You've got to advertise, but it becomes word of mouth, and also people know what you're doing, and that way around.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to be suddenly asked to direct something great and wonderful in the West End.
Yeah.
My ultimate ambition would be to do the shipping forecast at 1:45 in the morning.
Oh, on Radio 4. Well, maybe we should start doing one on Vexus That's Radio it, yeah. for you. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but if people want to find out more about you and what you do, how do they do that?
Well, there
that?
Is a website I've set up, which is www.eltjo, that's eltjo.webs.com.
Do you spell it out one more time for us?
It's eltjo.webs.com. That webs is webs.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much, Eltjo.
It's a pleasure.
Fantastic talking to you. We'll let Eltjo now go now. I think he's got some money to earn.